Ahead of the next presidential primary, which is coming up in Wisconsin on Tuesday, abortion has become a major issue in the Republican contest, while the Democrats are debating the obligations of convention superdelegates. For a look at where the contests are heading, we check in again this morning with our political team, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
First off, the Republican race, Donald Trump's comments on abortion, which are roiling the GOP race after Trump said abortions, if abortions were to become illegal, he'd support the punishment of women who had abortions. He's walked it back since, saying, I meant punish abortion providers and not women. Already, Trump's favorability rating with women in Wisconsin is way down. Has he hurt himself even more there irreparably with women, Todd?
Well, nationally, he's doing even worse with women voters. He's got a 73% unfavorable rating in the latest CNN poll. Now, that's staggering. You know, even if he had 60% unfavorable, he would be losing the general election in a landslide. So will his numbers improve with women as they get to know him more? I don't think so, because a lot of his past sexist comments aren't even known by most voters yet. If he's the Republican nominee, he'll be undermined even more by the Democrats and the media and by his own foolish remarks.
Well, he's already damaged goods, as Todd says. A new poll shows he's fallen into second place in Wisconsin, where he had once was way up. That was, of course, before his completely uninformed opinion on abortion. He's trailing Ted Cruz now in Wisconsin by 10 points. And that ain't no April Fool's joke.
Todd, if he loses Wisconsin, how badly does it damage his campaign?
Well, it would be a major setback. The Never Trump movement would get stronger. The media questions for Trump would get tougher. And Republican leaders who've been quiet up until now, including our own governor, Charlie Baker, would start speaking out more forcefully against Trump. Once it seems he's lost his momentum, he wouldn't be as feared. The opposition would grow. Now, true, his delegate lead is considerable. He's far ahead in New York. He's vulnerable in Pennsylvania, and he could be beaten in California. But he's still the front runner, and the odds favor him. But if he implodes, if he becomes defensive and becomes a joke, a lot of the logic changes. And some of his most ardent defenders are starting to be critical of him. Like Ann Coulter now says he's mental. She says he's like a teenage son who she has to keep bailing out of jail. So if that kind of criticism builds, with his temper and instability, he could seem desperate.
Dan, it seems pretty clear, as Todd is kind of pointing out here, that Donald Trump has lost control of the media cycle, which up till very recently, the last couple of weeks, he's dominated. It's kind of odd that he's doing the damage himself to his own campaign, damage that the dozen-plus GOP candidates couldn't do themselves up to this point.
Yeah, what's happened is that a few in the news media are finally deciding to not let him control the interviews. He repeats himself over and over. He changes the subject. Chris Matthews, who did the interview that forced Trump to take a stand on abortion, wouldn't let him use his old tricks. He pressed him again and again, and Trump wound up saying that same interview that he's for nuclear arms for South Korea and Japan. Yesterday, he said he'd pick someone for the Supreme Court who would investigate Hillary Clinton's emails. I mean, did he cut a deal with a teacher and skip civics class? He doesn't know the basics of government.
And the whole Republican race has been pretty crazy, obviously, up till now. When I look at the Democratic side, I can offer political analysis, but when I look at the Republican side dominated by Trump, I tend to use psychoanalysis. You know, I don't know why Trump's opponents failed to stand up to his bullying and punch back earlier, or why they failed to do what Chris Matthews and Anderson Cooper did in TV interviews, force him to answer questions on issues, which, as Dan pointed out, exposes ignorance and arrogance and why he can't be trusted as commander-in-chief. So, yes, this week Trump was exposed, and it was basically self-destruction.
All right, on to the Democrats. Could the abortion controversy on the GOP side help Hillary Clinton hold off a Bernie Sanders surge as it might energize her base, Dan?
Well, she's the only woman in the race, and there are many female voters who believe that no man can understand abortion like a woman can. And Trump's ridiculous notion of punishing women, lit a fire under Hillary Clinton. She called it outrageous and dangerous. Now, I don't know if it'll help her win Wisconsin. She's been falling behind there, but it could narrow the race. And after she condemned Trump, it's interesting, she went after Bernie Sanders, who said Trump's outrageous comments about abortion were a dangerous utterance. Bernie Sanders said that Trump's words were a distraction, and he wanted to get on with the serious issues. And she made it clear that punishing women who decide to undergo an abortion is not a distraction and is very serious.
All right. New York State, Clinton's home state, polls have consistently shown her ahead by 20 to 30 points, but a new Quinnipiac poll out yesterday shows Clinton's lead in New York State down to just 12 points. Is this the canary in the coal mine? Might Bernie be surging there? And I should point out that Bernie Sanders in the Bronx last night, speaking to supporters, said, if I can win New York, I can win the nomination and the presidency.
I think New York could be the big battleground for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Ironically, the more it looks like Clinton has clinched the nomination in terms of delegate math, I think the freer Democratic voters feel to vote for Bernie Sanders. They figure, well, if she is certain to win anyway, I'm free to vote for Sanders, to send her a message that she should be less friendly to Wall Street or less hawkish on foreign policy or whatever. In New York, in California, the passion is with Sanders, especially the younger voters who dislike establishment politics. If Sanders wins Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin, I think that sets him up for New York.
Dan.
Well, it's possible he could pull an upset in New York, but Bernie Sanders is still nowhere with African-American and Hispanic voters. And in New York, there are a strong block of votes in a Democratic primary. Also, Bernie's attacks on Wall Street won't play in New York quite the way they play in other states.
All right. Very quick answer to the last question, Dan Payne. Sanders' strategy to convince Clinton delegates and uncommitted delegates to switch to him at the convention being discounted as unlikely by analysts and some Democrats. What are you hearing?
Bernie Sanders is struggling with superdelegates simply because he doesn't know them. He's only been a Democrat for about a year. These delegates who have announced they're for Hillary have worked with her and her husband for decades. Sanders has no history with them. He probably wouldn't recognize them if they were sitting in a room marked superdelegates. I mean, he'd look for their capes and boots.
Democratic analyst Dan Payne, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bob.
Republican analyst Todd Domke, thanks to you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Read more of their analysis on WBUR.org's Politicker page.